Hey, it's your radio buddy Jimmy Failla. You can hear me weekdays, noon to 2 p.m. on Finger Lakes News Radio. FLX Morning continues now.
And welcome back to FLX Morning. We're coming up on 8:37. And we have guests from Finger Lakes Health joining us here this morning. Laura Turbide is here. Good morning, Laura. Wondering why I can't hear you. I gotta turn your volume up. So,
good morning and happy New Year.
So. Oh, you're still
constant New Year's Day, right? You're still New Year.
It's only about the 3rd, January 3rd.
Hang on, it's live radio. Somebody turn the processor off. Go ahead and try talking now.
Good morning, Paul. Happy New Year.
There you are. There we go. See, it's live radio, folks. Stuff happens. So, Laura, let's talk a little bit about our guest and our topic this morning, which kind of revolves around the I would get blank done, but I can't afford to do it.
It does revolve around that a bit. I am here with Kathy Fenizio, our Director of Patient Accounts, who's been with Finger Lakes Health right around 23, 24.
Well, only because we started, I think, at the same time.
Right around the same time. And I'm thrilled that she's here with us today because one of the most important things we know as our community is preventative care, caring for yourself, going for visits when you need them, having screenings done, all of the things that we talk about the rest of the year here on the radio with you. And we don't want people to avoid having care or fearing that they can't afford it. So this is also a time of year that people set financial goals. They start taking inventory, taking stock. So I'm here with Kathy to talk about our financial aid program. We are a not-for-profit health system, which means we reinvest in our community. We offer financial aid. We do not deny emergency care for anyone who shows up at the emergency room
right.
and has an emergent need. They wouldn't be denied care on ability to pay. And for other kinds of things that might be more like elective procedures and things, we work with people on payment plans as needed. Mm-hmm. So we have financial aid counselors, and we can hear a little bit from Kathy about how you can plan for this, how you can build this in, especially now that people have more high deductible plans. We've seen a lot of changes in terms of how insurance plays out. The good news is we have, I think, fewer uninsured people are in our community, but we still have people who are underinsured. We still have people who might be eligible for benefits that they're not applying for, that we can help walk people through that process. So I'm looking forward to always learning more from her, but I want to make sure our community knows about this. So we just try to bring it up at the beginning of every year and get people in that mindset so that they don't avoid needed care.
And as we know, our deductibles, co-insurance, co-pays are all increasing. Every year, if we have an employer-sponsored health plan, generally those go up for us. So that's also a concern for people. And as you mentioned, financial ability does drive your medical decisions. You know, if you need a CAT scan, should I get the CAT scan or should I wait till later in the year when I save the money? And that could be time wasted that you don't have medically. We do try to talk to patients about New York State Exchange, which is getting insurance through New York State if you don't have insurance. We can talk about financial aid, and we will, and that talks about our bills, Finger Lakes Medical, PC bill, Soldiers and Sailors, and Geneva General Hospitals. But it doesn't talk about pharmacies, home health care that you might need, other services outside of our responsibility. So New York State Exchange, anyone can apply for it up until January 15th of 23. After that, there has to be a life-changing event to just like employer-sponsored health plans. It has to be a life-changing event to apply for the insurance. The New York State Exchange has a lot of insurance options out there, things that cost a very low amount of money, plans that cost a higher amount of money, depending on the coverage. And it's much easier than it used to be to go in and apply yourself through the web, or you can come to us. We are certified application counselors, and we will help you through that process. The people that work for New York State who do this, very helpful, very friendly group. So if you get in the web and you have questions, you can call them. If you get further down and you have other questions, you can call them back. You have a case number when you first enroll, and it is pretty intuitive to do it. But like I said, we'll help you with certified application counselors. There's also insurance navigators in the community that go into a greater depth and will help self-employed individuals, which we can't we are like the first range of the counselors that can help people. But anyhow, that is an option, and we are available 7:30 to 4 to do that. The navigators are available on the weekends and weekday evenings, etc.
Now, we slid by something that I think is a very important thing to point out in this conversation, and that is the fact that you don't have to be uninsured to qualify for some financial aid.
And that's where I'm going next. Yes. So this is the New York State Exchange is for people that have no insurance. For financial aid, you can have insurance. You can have good insurance and just have co-pays. You can have okay insurance, have large deductibles, or you can have no insurance, any of that gambit. You can apply for financial aid prior to the service, at the time of the service, after the service, even if it's 6 months after. If you're paying and your life status changes and you no longer can pay that amount, you can apply for financial aid for something you had done 6 months ago. Anyone that has no insurance gets a discount of 60%. So it brings it down to what an insurance would pay us. So nobody back 23 years ago that we were here, if you were you had no insurance, and something was $1,000, you paid $1,000, even though the insurance was paying $400. So that's no longer the case, which is very positive. And it hasn't been that way for
a good long time.
Yeah. But back in the old days, I'm showing my age, you'd have to pay the actual price of it. Again, the financial aid is applicable to Geneva General Hospital, Soldiers and Sailors Hospital, Finger Lakes Medical PC. Anything that is under our umbrella, financial aid would be applicable to. Financial aid is based on income. Now, it's based on the federal poverty guidelines, which makes it sound to some people, oh, I have to be really poor to get this. But
no,
that's not the case.
No.
Because it's a sliding scale and it goes up to 400%. I brought an example of three people in the household, income $60,000. You would get 60% off your bill. So you would get the initial 60, mm-hmm. and then based on your income, you get an additional 60 on that remaining balance.
Right.
So, you know, you don't have to be in poverty to get the financial aid.
And the whole bottom line of this is, if you don't ask about this and investigate it, you don't realize the amount of resources that are actually available.
That is absolutely true.
And from a year-end perspective, we just looked at our year-end, and between these kinds of things, financial aid specifically, helping support community members that have needed services, in addition to the other things we do, sitting on boards, time mentoring students, some of the other kinds of things we do that we sort of can put a value on, it's about $19 million between Geneva General Hospital and Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital that gets reinvested back in the community in these ways through financial aid and other things. We've seen an increasing number of people taking advantage of these programs because it's needed, because it's there, because I think we've done a better job educating, and I think because people realize that this is literally a resource available to them. It's no different than when you apply for financial aid for college or for any other reason. Mm-hmm. It's there. There is the ability to work with people. Our people are friendly. They make it simple. And again, I want to reemphasize that January 15th date for the New York State Exchange. It's really important. We're in this important window right now,
right,
where if you don't have insurance, ask those questions. Maybe you're fearing it. Maybe you think there's just no way. I'm struggling. We all know groceries have changed. So much gas, all the things that people are feeling financial pressure of may feel as though, well, I can't afford to step into this insurance plate now. But you might surprise yourself, and you also might realize that by doing so, you're going to save on some of these costs that you've been having out of pocket. As well as there's just a mental weight of all of that when people are worried about it versus when they know that they can have some peace of mind.
I can speak to the health exchange because I've been getting my insurance through it since it was actually created. And you're absolutely right. Yes, they are tremendously helpful and will guide you through the system and the process. And one of the things I think it's important to point out here is that most people would think of financial aid in the event of an unexpected emergency. But financial aid is available for non-emergency and in some cases even elective care procedures.
Anything that's medically necessary. So if you're having a cosmetic procedure, financial aid wouldn't apply.
Right.
But anything else, whether it be, you know, I need to have my toe fixed and I don't have to have it done today, there's still, you get financial aid for that. Anything that is medically necessary.
Right, right. So that covers a variety of different things. And you also mentioned things like home care outpatient services, things of that nature. It's not just about what happens in the clinic or in the hospital.
If it is owned by us, then you can get financial aid. The New York State Exchange would be for everything.
Right.
And that's the benefit if you have no insurance. And let me mention, too, if you have your employer offers insurance, but it's very costly and has very high deductible, you don't have to take that insurance. You can go to the New York State Exchange. You can go to financial aid because, as we know, some of these insurances that employer groups are offering are challenging.
Yeah, yeah. Medical insurance is probably one of the most challenging things any American citizen has to deal with. But the good thing is here is, as you mentioned, Laura, is we're at the beginning of the year, and this is a time where you might be thinking, okay, well, I know at some point during the year I'm going to need to do this or do that, but I'm not seeing a way financially to be able to put the money away to make this happen. Well, by the example that we're giving here, all you need to do is make a phone call, get into the system, start talking to people, and you may very well find that based on a payment plan, something as simple as that, you're actually going to be able to get what you need done without destroying your wallet.
And you can also have a plan in terms of just knowing those cost estimates. Obviously, there's some things that are sometimes there may be for a surgery, for example, there might have the hospital part of the bill. There might also be an anesthesia portion of the bill. There might be a physician, professional provider portion of the bill, particularly depending on if they're an employed physician by us or if they're in private practice. So there are multiple pieces, but those are things that sometimes our team can help provide that kind of estimate. They can just give you a sense of what am I looking at here, and then what are my options for going forward. And it really, like I said, if you're going through medical questions, or as Kathy's example, if it's already on your mind about a CT scan or a health concern, or you're just worried for that peace of mind, this is one thing you don't want to have to worry about. You want to be able to have this be something that you can plan for, that isn't a surprise. You've got enough sort of, I think, weight mentally and anxiety sometimes about your own health questions as they're coming up, that if we can make sure that we can give you a sense of what you can come to expect, it's one little bit of the world that you can be in control of, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
So if people want to find out more information about financial aid and the various programs, or maybe they'd like to utilize some of the counselors before they dive into the health exchange here before the 15th deadline, how do they reach out?
Well, we are available 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, 315-787-4150. I had to think about it for a minute. Also, all the information is on our website. So the application, a brochure about it, the policy is all on our flhealth.org site. So someone could preliminarily look at that and then give us a call or not, and we can bring them through it.
Bottom line here is you have options.
Right.
Exactly.
And that is always a good thing to have options. So, Kathy, Laura, thank you so much for joining us here this morning and filling us in. And again, they mentioned, all of the information that we've talked about in this conversation is available online. flhealth.org is the web address, flhealth.org.